May the Lord bless you this morning as you're here with us. My name is Kevin Williams, and this is Daily Worship here at the Gathering Place Church in Pineville, Louisiana. Today is August the 23rd, 2012. I'm joined this morning by Lori Lopez. She leads worship here with me at the Gathering Place. I'm always privileged to have her here with me this morning. I want to start today with Isaiah 53. And let us just turn our hearts and minds toward who Jesus is today. Let us dwell upon his person as we read this passage together, starting in verse 1 of chapter 53. It says this: "Who has believed our message? To whom has the Lord revealed his powerful arm? My servant grew up in the Lord's presence like a tender green shoot, like a root in dry ground. There was nothing beautiful or majestic about his presence, nothing to attract us to him. He was despised and rejected, a man of sorrows, acquainted with deepest grief. We turned our backs on him and looked the other way. He was despised and we did not care. Yet it was our weakness he carried. It was our sorrows that weighed him down. And we thought his troubles were a punishment from God, a punishment for his own sins. But he was pierced for our rebellion, crushed for our sins. He was beaten so we could be made whole. He was whipped so we could be healed. All of us, like sheep, have strayed away. We have left God's paths to follow our own. Yet the Lord laid on him the sins of us all." Such a powerful passage from Isaiah. You know, today I was looking at an article from Jared Wilson. He wrote Gospel Wakefulness, along with several other books, but I would encourage you to read Gospel Wakefulness. It will just open up your eyes to the wonders of what the gospel is and what it means to us. But he writes this article on the Gospel Coalition website. It says, and it's about this: what does Jesus do with sin? And he goes and names off six things that Jesus does with sin according to Scripture. And I want to share some of these this morning. Number one, what does Jesus do with sin? He condemns it. It says in Romans 8:3, "For God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do. By sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, he condemns sin in the flesh." So he condemns it. The second thing, he carries it. We just talked about that in Isaiah 53. Also in 1 Peter 2, it says, "He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. For by his wounds you have been healed." So he carries our sin. Number three, he cancels it. He cancels our sin. You know, Colossians 2, it says that he has canceled the record of debt that would stand against us. That he has canceled the record of debt that would stand against us. And this last proclamation leads us into this next great truth that we find in number four.
Number four says, he crucifies it. 1 Peter 3:18 says, "For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit." The fifth thing that Jesus does with sin, he casts it away. Psalm 103, verse 12, "As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us." And lastly, he chooses to unremember it. Jeremiah 31:34 says, "And no longer shall each one teach his neighbor and each his brother, saying, know the Lord. For they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more." So he does those six things. He condemns it, carries it, cancels it, crucifies it, casts it away, and chooses to not remember it. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Jesus, thank you that the work is complete, that you have done it all, that we are no longer bound by sin, that sin no longer separates us. Thank you that you did for us what we could not do. And help us to remember that daily. And Holy Spirit, continue working out the sin that still dwells in our flesh. God, remind us that you have overcome the grave, you have overcome sin. It's no longer our master, but we serve you. We are your bondservants, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Surely you have borne our grief and carried our sorrows, wounded for us, crushed for
cry for justice. You are the only hope for deliverance, and we sing, oh, what a Savior, oh, what a Savior.
Just by